Nothing is more expensive than bad information. Know the source. OneRadioNetwork.com.
A very pleasant good morning to you. This is OneRadioNetwork.com. My name is Patrick Timpone. Timpone? The kids in my neighborhood used to say Timpone. They used to call it Timpone. Timpone's full of baloney. Okay. But the real pronunciation is Timpone. Italiano, like a Timpone. Si. Timpone. Our family never used a term, it was mostly Timpone, but I kind of went back to the real pronunciation many years ago. But whatever. Hi there, it's, you know, we just talk here on Open Phone and Email Friday, and why not? What else are we going to do? Chat it up a bit. So if you'd like to join the fray, not too much fraying going on, just a lot of congeniality. We don't do snarky here. Every now and then I forget and get snarky, but pretty much non-snarky network and Facebook. we don't go much for the First Amendment thing on our Facebook page. Well, we do, but people get snarky and I just delete them. And I mean, you'd be surprised too that people use the F word and foul language. Man, I delete them right off. It's amazing that people, God love them. What's going on in humanity? Well, there's a lot of strange things going on in the world, but remember, your world is the only world that matters. Your world is the only world that matters. Your world and my world, that's our world. And if we want to invite in other worlds, I don't know, just take your pick. Out of control governments, wars, politics, I don't know, stuff, all the stuff that's in the news. If we want to invite that in, we can do it for as long as we want and on whatever level we want. And that's part of our world when we do that. It's just really that simple. If we don't invite it in, if we don't think about it, if we don't do anything, and just look at a headline maybe just to kind of keep up to date, even you don't even really need to do that. Pretty much convinced that in this technological age where all this, you know, instant news and of course social media and texting and, you know, the stuff and all the podcasts out there that pretty much most people are living a virtual reality and but they don't know it. And we all do it. I do a little bit. You do some and we all do a little bit just because, you know, it's something to do, but it is all virtual. None of it is real. So what's real? I can remember this was in, I don't know, about 1986. I was in San Francisco, and I was really going through a pretty interesting spiritual kind of revolution thing, and had just been introduced to my current spiritual master, and I was traveling in San Francisco, visiting a friend, woman that was having a hard time with her health, and I was cooking for her and stuff like that. Just kind of hanging out, being her support, and This was in between things when I'd been left my last radio job and just trying to figure out what I was going to do. And I was walking around and I saw this kind of temple thing, and I think it was a yogic kind of an Eastern religion. You know, in San Francisco they have all these things, and I walked in there and I talked to one of the guys, I don't know what he was, about soul, and I was really, you know, 40 years ago? 35. And I remember sitting outside, kind of against a lamppost thing, closing my eyes, and I was just wondering, you know, I kept saying, how is it? How is it? So what I was asking myself is, okay, you have all this image out here of this or that or something I want to do or a fear or something, or and I'm just sitting here on the lamppost, but how is it? What is real? How is it? What is, right? I mean, what is it? Because there's a base behind, you know, everything. And I was really asking that question. How I wanted to know exactly how it was, life, everything, and then I would figure out how I would fit into it and what I was doing there. And of course, over the years, and now we know, we talk about it a lot here, that how is it is how we choose it to be, and what we accept, and what we resonate with, and what we believe is real. That's how it is. I know it seems like, whoa, is that possible? You mean, if I'm looking at how it is for me, I have a choice on how it is. Yeah, we all have a choice. Now it gets a little tough, it gets a little tricky as we're learning this, and believe me, I'm no expert at it. I go through my bonker stage just like you do, don't? It's all part of the deal. There's not a straight line. It's not a hockey stick. As they say, you know, with the graphs, where you have a graph that's going along straight, and all of a sudden it goes straight up, like gold goes from, whatever, 200 to 1,000 in 2 weeks. That would be a straight up hockey stick, right? That's the hockey stick idea. And the spiritual evolution and how the way you and I are evolving, it's not a straight up kind of a thing. And oftentimes it could be jagged, where we could go up and then a week later we just get confused and go, you know. But there's no really up or down. We're just trying to find our way. But it definitely gets that far right-hand line is moving upward. If we imagine the idea of being higher, even though it's not like that, but you got to have some kind of direction on planet Earth, otherwise you couldn't talk about anything, right? You have to put some kind of a, you know, in a direction on it or a name to it, like God or something, but only to talk about it. But the name and the direction and all the stuff we can say with our verbal capacity, using words that we've come up with, is just not even close to what's really going on. I mean, people start talking about God and they're very poetic. There's no inside, there's no outside. There's nothing you can say about it. If you even try to say anything about it, well, then you're off, and you know the whole thing. And it's true. You just can't. So, which is why we, over the years, over the millennia, over billions of years, in our infinite wisdom, and it's worked kind of sorta, we create gods. Of images of gods, and it's, you know, it's fine. We create images of a old dude a sky god with a beard and who's controlling everything, and whatever, sun gods, all kinds of. I mean, you go through the history, planet gods, sun gods, all kinds of gods. Now it's the internet god. answer to this. What would we do with it, and what would we do without it? That's the question, what we're going to do with it. Well, we thank God for it, because this is how we broadcast. And we do it every day, 9 to 11 o'clock or so, sometimes longer, on Monday through Friday on OneRadioNetwork.com. And we talk mostly about, natural health is probably our key focus, and do a lot of cool things. Have some regulars, Ray Pete, Adam Bergstrom, Dr. Jennifer Daniels, Ken Rolla, Mark Circus. Those are our regulars. I probably forgot. I'm getting so many, we probably forgot we do a money show off and on now after Andy Goss left his body. He passed on in January. So that's been kind of hit and miss, and not sure where we're all going with that. And we're doing some other fun things of, we sometimes talk about aliens and other than earthly beings and time travel and stuff like that, you know, just fun stuff. And really overall, I think our main goal, if there's a goal at all, and there's always a goal, without a goal, you just have no idea where we're going, is to help you and help Patrick at the same time to grow spiritually, to learn and to become more aware, and to help us all to have a better, more productive life this lifetime. What else are we going to do with ourselves? We might as well do that, right? Help each other to just move right along. Move along, little doggy. So in that regard, if you care to chat about anything and whatsoever, past guest or your life or some of your experience with some products or some protocols that you've tried that you'd like to share, you can do that right now and call and say hi. 888-663-6386. Email Patrick at OneRadioNetwork.com. It is October 4, 2019. Dr. Jennifer Daniels has been a voice kind of somewhat in the wilderness on this idea of chasing a number on a blood test or whatever, right? Chasing a number. And, you know, I fall into it from time to time, and just recently did again. I was talking to Sharon, and she said, "What is that about you that you know better and you do it?" I said, "I know." Well, I guess that's just how we learn, you know, sometimes you do. And she's generally onto something with the idea that, you know, depending on how you feel, if, for example, your TSH number is this and the doctor said it really needs to be that, because they all wanted about 0 or 1, right? The TSH, which is the something, who knows? And so mine's always, as many times as I've ever done blood tests, it's always been a little higher than they think it should. And my body temperature's been, in the winter, I wouldn't mind juicing it up a little. Of course, I don't have any heat and stuff like that. I don't have any heating, so I don't know what I expect. So, it's great. We humans, we are just hilarious. So anyway, so after talking with Ray Pete a little bit, and I got some of this natural piggy thyroid. I think it was in Vietnam or Thailand. It's just nature thyroid, 60 milligrams in one little tab, a very small 60 milligrams. And Ray Pete was telling people on the show, he said, "Well, if you really want to try and experiment a little bit, it's not going to hurt you. You could take 15 or 20 milligrams with a razor blade, just cut it. Do that for 2 or 3 weeks and see how you feel. If you feel like you need a little more, if you feel some difference, take a little bit more." Kind of a cool way to do it. Can't get into too much trouble. It's just a little dead piggy. And, you don't have to go through the whole thing with a doctor and So I started doing that a few weeks ago, and then the last few days, I started feeling just a little bit anxious. I mean, not a lot, but I'm very sensitive, and especially when you do yoga, and get real quiet when working on my writing projects, and then my spiritual exercises, and get real quiet, slow down, and I can really feel everything going on in my really very, very, you know, very, just, I'm real sensitive. And I could feel a little bit of just last few days, a little bit of kind of antsiness. Like if an anxiety attack would be a 10, this would be like a 0.5. So very small, just very low, probably wouldn't even show up on the graph. But anyway, so I think I'm just going to not do those, even the 20 milligrams for a while. I've been doing a third and see if that little bit of 0.5 goes away, experimenting. Some people do really, really well and just, you know, they get to that right amount. I know folks, boy, they just dead on and they feel great. So many things going on spiritually and evolutionary and culturally for the thyroid. And I think a lot of it is we don't say exactly what we want to say and say our truth all the time. And it's kind of a willpower thing around the throat. I think that's some of it. There's so many different reasons. Then on the physical reason, we have all these bromines and, you know, that stuff. And that'll, you know, that'll do it. So we certainly have our challenges here, but there's so many different things that we've learned about over the years and so many cool little products that we play with and people that we talk to and systems and webinars. And man, we have such a wealth of options, you know, to look at if we're at all concerned about our health and or just want to, not concern, just say, well, I just want to kind of keep going here for as long as I can and be have all the energy I need and all that. You know, I kind of get sucked into it doing a talk show, and you end up thinking about it and talking about it a lot more than you normally would. So it's just kind of like my karma to you know, to be here too, which I'm not complaining, it's great, but you understand. If I wasn't doing it, you know, you'd probably just wouldn't think about it much at all. And so that's where really we want to get to, and so we can just think about what we're doing and you know, our job and our future and how to build that and do our dream and all the cool stuff that we do on planet Earth before we you know, get out of this popsicle stand someday. Hopefully we'll get out with grace and charm and not kicking and screaming, but we'll see. Okay, it's October 4, 2019. This is OneRadioNetwork.com. We've been introduced to this product some years ago, and it's a great little product. And if you've never tried any really good sulfur, listen to Wayne.
We were talking to Wayne Blakely, the Living Streams guy, and he told us some interesting things about sulfur.
When we eat the glyphosate, and what it does, it inhibits the plant from uptaking any minerals and nutrients from the soil.
Right, right.
And the plants die. Okay, so that's what it does to us. When we eat the glyphosate, exactly the same thing. It stops the uptake of minerals, and especially sulfur. And sulfur causes people... We're made up of 52% sulfur, take away the water, okay? And we're sulfur beings. We have to have sulfur to keep us sane. We have to have sulfur in our brains to keep us sane. Otherwise, we get manic, you know, bipolar, things like this, and you have to be on drugs. That's all caused from the glyphosate.
Yeah, we've heard that about the sulfur. We've had Stephanie Seneff on from MIT.
Yeah, I know Stephanie.
Yeah, do you? And the whole sulfur cycle.
Oh, yeah.
Well, we probably would be eating sulfur every day, whether the glyphosates are there or not, but this is another good reason. People just feel better taking it. Brings oxygen everywhere. You can order sulfur. Three prices, United States, Canada, and worldwide. Email me, Patrick, at OneRadioNetwork.com if you want to order more than 4 pounds on a discount. Sulfur, organic sulfur. Yeah, it's the real deal. There's no silicone dioxide, nothing else but pure organic sulfur on OneRadioNetwork.com.
OneRadioNetwork.com.
More than 4 pounds, just check, you know, do it. We'll hook you up. I think we're going to do an order today. I got a few days behind. But we're going to do one probably, you know, noon or 1 o'clock, or maybe just right after the show, if you feel like getting an order in, just go on the website and do it. Yeah, baby. Well, we get questions about the pearl seal from time to time and how to use it and all that, and it's just really simple. It's a powder that's made from pearl, real pearl, that comes from several different lakes, very, very nice, pristine lakes in China. Rulanzhou is from there, and her family manages that part of it to make sure that they get the pearls from the good stuff, the good place that are, they're not polluted. And trust me when I tell you, not all China is polluted. It's, I mean, they... They have their issues for sure, especially in the cities, but and they do some really dumb things with coal fire plants, much worse than what we do, but there's a lot of really amazing places in China, clean and all kinds of stuff. Good stuff comes from there. It just depends on where you go. Like everything else. But anyway, then she figured out how to make these pearls into a powder that's very magical, and you can brush your teeth with it. And you just dip, you know, I just put my toothbrush underwater and then put some, take a little plastic spoon and you put the powder on there. And it's a really nice, it's filling in a spot. It's filled it in, not already filled it in a spot on my lower right. It was the back tooth and the tooth next to it was pulled years ago because of just a root canal thing years ago. So there's been a space there. So you can see the back of the tooth that you normally wouldn't see facing forward. Does that make sense? And there was an area there that was just, you could see some, you know, some bone, some, and we call it receding gums, but it's not really, the gums really aren't receding. However, sometimes they do. Sometimes they get, you know, can get a little bacteria, virus, you know, stuff like that, and actually get the gums eaten away. And that's certainly, but most often it's just that the bone kind of, you lose a little bone structure, and then you can kind of see it. It kind of breaks away from the gum line, and the pearlseum just filled that all in. I mean, I wasn't doing it on purpose. I wasn't packing it in there. I just brushed my teeth a couple times a day with it, and I looked there one day and I said, "Wow, it's really interesting. It's just all filled in." And Dr. Xu said that the pearlseum attaches to it. It helps the bone to grow. That's what it does. That's the kind of calcium it is, and it's the kind of calcium that's the best absorbable calcium in your body as well, so you can take it internally. And so, you know, it's just, it's a really sweet product. And get yourself a couple containers and just put one in the bathroom and one in the kitchen and rock and roll. And let us know. It's Pearlseum. It's on the front page of OneRadioNetwork.com.
We talk about your health, wealth, and well-being on OneRadioNetwork.com.
Somebody was on hold. Don't hang up so quick. I was just about to put you on the air. Call back if you want to be on. Somebody just called up during the commercial. You got to hang on there. I'll get to you. Just take a second. Okay, it is 888-663-6386. Email Patrick at OneRadioNetwork.com. What do you have for us? What do you have for us? I'm sure you can contribute something just a little fun. Fun or not so fun, whatever. Well, curious if you listened to the 5G summit. Pretty scary, as did the plan to put 12,000 of these space radiating. That's all. I sent you this email earlier. Yeah, we haven't really proven. I don't think it's really been shown as yet that these satellites are going to be potentially as challenging to the body as if you're in your neighborhood and they have one 50 yards away, you know, where they're putting them every 50 yards. Logically, it doesn't seem, I don't think so, but I could be wrong. We asked Dr. Paul about it, and he was unsure at the moment last time we talked to him. Good morning.
I don't think so, but I could be wrong.
Hello?
We asked Dr. Paul about it.
Hello? Hello? What? Who's this?
Hello, Patrick.
Good morning.
This is Denise calling from Dallas.
I can't understand. Hold. I can't understand. I can't understand at all. You have to. Can you call back from a landline?
I can.
Boy, I don't know how people use these things. Man, they're getting us all into all these mobile phones. It's just a dark hole, folks. It's not going to end well. No. Get people so attached to them. They carry them around. They use them for everything. And how difficult would it be if you just want to really write a screenplay? How difficult would it be to just shut off a whole bunch of cell phone towers all at once? You're done. Then how would you communicate? Good morning.
Good morning, Patrick. This is Denise calling from Dallas.
Yeah, can't understand you too well, but kind of, sort of. What's up, girl?
I'll turn my volume up. Well, I found out this week that I'm related to a very famous person.
I'm
a part of this genie.com genealogy service, and they sent me a notice on October 1, which is Jimmy Carter's birthday. They said that I am Jimmy Carter's fourth cousin twice removed. Not only that...
You are who? What's the name? I can't understand. What's the name?
Jimmy Carter. They said Jimmy Carter.
I just can't... I don't know why I can't understand that. Hold on. Hold on a second. Let me put on another set of headphones. Hold on. I've got a...
Are you there?
Hold on a second. Hold on. I want to try to see if I can understand you better, sweetie. Hold on. Okay. Okay. So you got a thing from a genealogy thing?
A genie.com.
Right.
Dot com.
Right.
It's a free, but October 1st was President Jimmy Carter's birthday. And I got a notice that says that I am his fourth cousin, twice removed. Not only that, he is the fourth great nephew of my sixth great aunt. Can you believe that?
Well, yeah, if I believe it, but why, they just contacted you out of thin air?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I'm not doubting what they're saying. It could be true, but I think this is just a marketing thing. They'd like you to contact them, and then they want to charge you some money to learn more about your genealogy. So be careful.
Oh, no, Patrick, it's not that. I've been a part of this for many years, and it's free.
Oh, I see. So this is something that, well, I misunderstood. I thought I heard you say that they just contacted you out of the blue. But you've been working with this company before?
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
They send me notices, and I see the genealogy. Mm-hmm. I just thought, I can figure it, since it was at his birthday on October 1st.
Right.
They must have been a data suite of all their members. And I'm sure I'm not the only one that had some kind of relation, but it was very curious.
Mm-hmm. Well, good for you.
Well, there's nothing else. When I told my cousin about it, he said, well, is there any money involved? That's what he
said. Yeah, probably not.
Okay.
Well, I'm glad. How are you feeling?
I'm feeling good. I'm getting some hyperbaric oxygen treatment.
What kind of treatment?
Hyperbaric oxygen.
Oh, cool. That's great. Do you like that?
Oh, yes, it makes, well, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's part of it. But that's my latest thing that I've been doing.
Yeah. Are you still doing the low dose now, Trexone?
Every day.
Oh.
Without fail.
You really felt a change with that, too, if I remember.
Well, you know, it's pretty fun. I knew within 30 seconds that it, you know, it just...
Right.
Painful. I didn't have to wait a day or 2 weeks or a month. I knew.
Have you heard any of the shows we've done with this parasite lady, Barbara Frank?
Oh, yes. I was listening yesterday.
Yeah, no, that might be something you could play with. They're not expensive. And I don't know, you have a lot of time there because you're, you know, kind of cooped up. And it'd be interesting to play around with that, to put that on your body once a month or every couple of weeks. And, you know, maybe there's a parasite, you know, at the root cause, one of the causes of your MS. Could be.
That's what she says. And I put her rose cream on every day.
Oh, you do?
And I'm due to put the monthly stuff on also.
Oh, did you get so you got the lotion too?
I did, yeah, I did. I'm doing her program.
Oh, good.
So,
well, let us, yeah.
I will tell you, it does get rid of the wrinkles.
That's right. Well, we got to get you real, you know, it takes a long time to get young, and when you break out of that place, which I know you will someday, you just want to look as cute as you can, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
What, baby?
I keep working on looking cute.
I know you do. I know you're cute. I know you're cute. Well, you let us know if there's anything that we can do, and if you see Cousin Jimmy, you say hi.
Okay. Hey, I'm going to ride him.
I would. You ride him.
I'm about to express, and I'm going to ride him.
Yeah.
And, you know.
That'd be fun. That would be fun.
I'm going to, you know, he's this Habitat for Humanity.
Right.
And I was just going to commend him to that work and say, you know, ask him, does he know of any ways to get grants for medical treatment?
Oh, yeah. You know, I mean, why not? Why not? That's how miracles happen. Thanks, baby. Bye. Yeah, I don't know why I couldn't understand that. I'm going to go back to my... It was just difficult to understand her on the other headphones. Got some new headphones that I want to use for the When We Go video that aren't so clunky and all over your head, and I probably just couldn't hear as well. It's real tough to hear the mobile phone sometimes for me. And I have good hearing, too. It's just different when you have a little headset on. It's easier just listening on a speaker. You can probably hear better than I can. When she first said Jimmy Carter, could you hear that? When she said it the first time? I couldn't make out that name. Well, this is Open Phone Friday, and as you can tell, if you're new here, we just dance along in the breeze on Friday. So if you care to join us, you can do like Denise and 888-663-6386, email patrick@oneradionetwork.com. Well, the cool thing about even learning when I always think it's cool when, and this is nothing have to do with Denise and all that, but this is always cool when you talk to people who have gotten hypnotized to look at their past lives, which I think is a total scam, but that's just me. And they tell them, well, you used to be Charlemagne's sister and stuff like that. Happens all the time. Or Henry, you know, oh, you're King Henry. I was, you know, people believe it. And the thing of it is, even if we were, and I'm sure we were all, I mean, we've had millions of lives, probably. So we were probably good guys, bad guys, medium guys, rich guys, poor guys, rich dad, poor dad. Good people, evil people, kings and slaves. Totally, absolutely. No doubt. When you run that many lives, you don't think you go through it all. That's the whole point. You go through the whole. We go through the whole zodiac, 12 zodiacs at kabillions of each zodiac, and by the time you get through them all, then ready to move on. Or before, it just depends on how much you want to move on, how strong we are. Or it sure takes a lot of strength for all of us, I know, to constantly do what we know is the right thing with our health and anything else. Because most often it's uncomfortable. Most often it's something that we've never done before. And it's easier just to do the thing that we've done before because we know how it works. And it's pretty much just the basis of procrastination. But, you know, we come as eagles and we come here to really get strong and to move through, to power through, and to take total responsibility for our health and create our own reality. And this whole thing of creating your own reality that we talked about 30, 40 years ago is true. Because if we don't create our reality, who does? Trust me when I tell you there's not, no. We do it all. We just do it all. So we're just kind of learning, you know, how does that work and how do I kind of do what really is going to benefit everybody and Patrick and you at the same time? How's that possible? Well, it is. Just got to figure it out and get good at it. I think that's why we're here. So before Denise called, so I haven't seen any evidence that these 5G transponders in the sky, you see a different number every time you see it. You know, that number keeps changing around because people, when they write these articles, they just juice up the number just to, you know, there's so much fake news going out there in all arenas. I'm just not talking about the mainstream media. It's just everywhere. People just make stuff up. You just got to be real careful. Know the source. Know the source. That's what our trademark is. Know the source. Anyway, so I don't know. I haven't seen any evidence yet. And if it's true that there's going to be 15,000 satellites that are going to be zooming down 5G all over the planet, and we know how troublesome these can be, we're just going to have to figure it out. Other than that, we'll just die. Oops, there goes another one. So we're just figuring it out. And I think, my opinion, that we're going to figure it out, and we are figuring it out spiritually, which is all we really have. Because we're not going to walk around in a Faraday cage. And spiritually, I can absolutely assure you, even though I'm not perfect at it, and I'm working on it, just like you, there's absolutely nothing that can hurt us, nothing, unless we allow it in. Soul. And then soul controls the body, and that's how it works. And we're going to figure it out. So, if, you know, they beam us down with 25,000, there'll be a huge amount of people who will just not be affected by it because they figure it out. I don't know where that's going to leave us or what it's going to look like, but that's my theory anyway. I could be totally wrong. I just make this stuff up, so I can be totally wrong. This is not something I read somewhere. And this is stuff that I just come to me, kind of think about it. I listened to Thomas Cowan's show. What about hydrogen peroxide? A lot of people drink it to even cure cancer. Yeah, I'm not sure about that. I don't. There's really not a cure for cancer, in my opinion. The cure is in the cause. Dr. Cowan was just explaining to you his understanding of how the cells work and how and how the different proteins and the tumors are formed. It was a really a fascinating conversation. Hope you get a chance to listen to it. It was on Monday. Really a neat guy. We love him. And the water. And he talked about in 1971, a couple of scientists came up with this cure. Well, they figured out the cause. They came up with what they believed to be the cause. They found this gene called an oncogene, and they were given the Nobel Peace Prize, which is great. God love them. And then Cowan said, it's been proven over the years that they were totally wrong. Their whole premise for the Nobel Peace Prize in their work was wrong. It didn't even happen in the nucleus. It was happening in the other part. What is it? Mitochondria? I don't know. And it's not happening as they said, because they said it was just one gene, and it turns out there's all kinds of genes for every different kind. So there's a kabillion genes that play a role, and they just said there was just one. And then even the gene, if you found that, of course, you're just looking at the symptom, right? Not the cause. Of course, the Beaker boys, God love them, they never really get it. So they're still chasing after the cause in the genetic code and all that. And so they really think that they're going to find the cause, the different gene or in the DNA, and then go in and give you a pill or surgery or some kind of contraption to change the gene, and then there's going to be no more cancer. Of course, they're wrong, because the gene, you know, our lifestyle and our state of consciousness and what we eat and what we believe and everything causes the gene to express itself in a way that you could look at it and say, oh, there's cancer. So it works the other way. They're wagging the whatever. Tail wagging the dog. But to be fair, it's just a huge cash cow, a couple trillion a year. I know, it's just massive for that brand name cancer. Bigger than Coke, bigger than Pepsi, bigger than Apple, bigger than Amazon. Well, probably not. Yeah, bigger than Amazon. It's the biggest brand name out there, cancer. They build that brand name. And there are, just like in Coke or Pepsi, you put something out there that's going to mess with their formula or kind of play off of their 100 years of marketing, that it's the real thing, Coke. What's Pepsi's slogan? For those who think young. That was an old one. For those who think young. That's funny, they did that back in the 60s, 70s. For those who think young. Anyway, so when you start messing around with the brand with Apple and you put out, they're going to lawyer up on you, and you won't even get anywhere near messing around with these brand names. And the same thing goes for cancer, boy. That fellow in the Northwest, Daniel Smith, who spent, I think it was 4 years in jail, was it 4 or 5, for selling miracle mineral supplement, chlorine dioxide? Whoa. He went to jail for 3 or 4 years. He's out on parole now. We had him on the show a couple times. You can put his name in our search engine if you're interested, Daniel Smith. But they really didn't get him for selling the product, because you can still buy the product online. Sodium chloride and HCl, and then you mix them together to form this thing that kills a lot of viruses and bacteria. They didn't really get him for selling it. They got him. He just had a bad attorney too. They got him for making claims that it'll do this and that. And that's where you get into trouble. According to the FDNA, they think that they own that franchise. Good luck with that. That's why we don't do medical advice, and we don't tell you this is going to cure that. We never have. We never will. We just talk about things that people do and what I do. And you take personal responsibility for anything that you put in your body, or up your bum, and rock and roll and experiment, and you're free to do that. God-given right to do whatever you want to your body. Now, the FDNA and those dudes, they will, you know, they're going to continually in the UN, mainly the UN, they're the real driver of this. They're going to continually try to, you know, slow down the dissemination of information and good stuff, like controlling the amount of vitamin C they do in Europe, the UN, and it's just a planet Earth thing. Don't get involved in it. Just figure out how to get the nutrients and the food that you want under the radar, and don't make a big deal about it, and you'll be fine. Yeah, I don't know about hydrogen peroxide internally. That's how I think I did a little bit of it years ago, and it seemed real weird. I'm not sure about that one. I wouldn't take that stuff internally, but people do. Alice in Louisiana, where can I buy that flower that is from the wheat that has not been altered? I've heard you talk about it. The lady from Italy, a friend. Oh yeah, Jovial Foods, J-O-V-I-A-L Foods. They have the einkorn wheat and some really great pasta with organic rice and Jovial Foods. Yeah, Denise was very difficult to hear the whole time she was on. Yeah, I knew that, so I'm glad it's just not totally me. It's just tough with cell phones, and she's in a kind of a nursing assisted living place, and if you can imagine the wiring and the stuff going on there. You know, that's kind of an idea. They say Doug and Mel say that some of the worst advice is advice. The worst vice is advice. But I'm going to give Denise just an idea. She's probably thought about it, but I don't know. Boy, sweetie, if you could break out of that place and get your own, I don't know, get your own place, somehow a small apartment. I guess that's what you're working on, right? To be able to move around enough to do that. I can only imagine what kind of stuff's going on there as far as, you know, wiring and lighting and EMFs and stuff. So you're doing good. She's just on it. Now she's doing hyperbaric oxygen, and she has symptoms of multiple sclerosis, MS. She's not giving up. And there's always a way. Ori writes in, on Barbara Frank's show, the D shampoo smells and works wonderfully. Oh, is that what they call a D shampoo? The herbal lotion did remove layers of cradle crap, flakes off my daughter's head. Wow. And she's been thinking much more clearly and not a flake to be found. The rose cream is very moisturizing, nourishing, besides killing parasites, and also smells great. I'd like to figure out what other products to add, like the internal parasite cleanse options and the lymph cleanse. Her website is very hard to use and understand. Yeah, I understand. She's a Luddite like I am, and she just kind of gets it up there. But her phone number, her email, and her website is on her show page. She's very accessible. We don't have a financial interest in this lady. I think we're just promoting her because she has great products and that I think are going to help people to get rid of these parasites. It's just kind of a gift from God. So that's our contribution to her to support her. And she helps a lot of people. She comes from a real Christian giving mindset and heart. And so she's always, her mom grew up like that and her grandma, and they just gave people. She said they did mostly stuff all by donation anyway. They didn't charge people. So we support her whatever way we can. Yeah, so your daughter, that's really interesting. Cradle crap. Yeah, cradle cap, as she says, Ori, is actually parasites, what's coming out. That's what they are. And I've seen stuff too. I've been putting the lotion in my hair every day for a couple months, almost 2 months now. maybe 6 weeks, 7 weeks, 8 weeks. Yeah, and sometimes you can scratch it and your stuff just falls off, and it's parasites, pretty much. And it's certainly off the face, too. I've had my forehead go through about three different periods of I'm just getting all dry, and all of a sudden all this stuff comes off, and then I put on more cream, and then about a week later I'll do it again. So, and I've seen pictures, these guys are on eyelashes and stuff like that. Pretty fun. So we'll see where it all goes. You just never know. We're just experimenting. Just experimenting. She says she's got one of the rose creams is with peptides, is especially created to put more copper in your hair, in your body, which is one of the reasons for graying hair. And I kind of got some gray early in my life, maybe 35 or 40 revolutions around the sun. And my dad had hardly any, and much of my family either. So could have been a copper thing with me. I don't know. But it looks like some of my hair is going back to normal color anyway, my little goatee, just with what I've been doing. So we'll see. I'll do that peptide thing. She also said for you baldies, I don't know, you could rub this lotion on your head every day and eventually your hair will just come back. Boy, that'd be $1 million business, I tell you that, $1 billion business. People could verify that. Okay, this is Open Phone and Email Friday. How you doing? What's going on? Patrick Timpone, OneRadioNetwork.com. I'm getting tired of talking. Why don't you call and then you can talk and then we can talk together? It'll be so much fun. Previously with Dr. Mark Serkis, we were talking about the show with Dr. Thomas Cowan, who is mentioning sun and water equals energy.
One guy from MIT is a chemist, Dr. Daniel Nasera. Mm-hmm. He agrees, and he basically says that he has these experiments. Sunlight turns water into energy. So his formula is sun plus water equals fuel.
Fuel.
Fuel. And then we go, what is fuel? What is the fuel of life? What's the fuel of the universe? Hydrogen. What's the fuel that's going to save the human race if we last long enough to be around? It's hydrogen. Hydrogen is, you know, necessary for life, for us, plants, rockets, planes. Well, not planes yet. Well, yes, flying cars, trains, and buses. They all exist already using hydrogen and cars.
And as you may know, what comes out of the tailpipe of these hydrogen vehicles is water. Hydrogen turns the body's dried up little morsels into water, hydrates them. You can get the AquaCure machine on OneRadioNetwork.com, created by George Wiseman. Incredibly safe, lifetime warranty, 1 year, no questions asked, money back warranty. If you don't like it, up to a year. Use promo code OneRadio. Promo code OneRadio in our store, the Hydrogen AquaCure machine on OneRadioNetwork.com. Very, very nice machines. If you get one, you have questions about it, I can help you, you know, just kind of help you set it up. But he's got a very well laid out instructions, and you know, probably won't need help, but you could just email me. And very, very nice machine. They're quiet. They're easy to use. You kind of get in a rhythm and don't even think about it, and flip it on in the morning and make your hydrogen water. And I get a quart, and I'll go through that probably usually during the show, and then do another quart. And one of the reasons why I like it too, it's a really nice way to gauge how much water you're drinking. You can get yourself a ball glass like I have here, 32 ounces glass. And that's exactly how much the second container where you make the hydrogen holds. So you just go over there after you bubble it for about 10, 15 minutes or so. When you get up, bubble that baby up, turn off the machine, take off the cap, pour it in your ball glass. You can fill it up again with some more distilled water if you want to breathe it then, and you change the setting to what the setting is for your body weight. You don't want to breathe at 100%. So it's got some really cool controls on there, very easy, all digital, just press a button, change it, not difficult at all. And then, so for me, if I drink two of these 32 ounces, I'm doing really good. That's about half my body weight and pretty much what I need without, you know, without getting up in the middle of the night 12 times. He's got safety features on the machine too, so hydrogen is a very, you know, it's a very powerful element. As you talked about, I mean, hydrogen gas, hydrogen cars, hydrogen bombs, and, you know, stuff like rocket fuel. So you want to be careful with it. Just like DMSO or turpentine or gasoline, it's powerful, but you don't want to, you know, use it unwisely. So because of that, then this machine has various safety features. Or if there's ever a problem or anything like that, it'll just turn off. And he's got a couple double redundancy C's. George has told me that there's a lot of machines out there that are less money and, you know, blue moon, you can do that. But George has worked a long time on his, and he's probably in AquaCure 5.0. I don't know how many different versions he's gone through over 30 years, 25 years. And so, you know, they get better just like the iPhones, and they have more features, and, you know, they fix bugs and stuff like that. And he said, I said, I try to talk to folks out there because I get calls from people, and but they don't listen much, and they don't think the old safety features are important. But he said, I think they are, and that's why I do them. And so I think they are too. I wouldn't want to be concerned that, you know, not good. The AquaCure machine, promo code 1RADIO, 10% off. A big investment. Phew. For the rest of your life, you have a lifetime warranty and a 1-year warranty on it if you don't like it. Even 6 months later, say, I don't know, this thing's not doing nothing for me. Just send it back. George says he's only had two of people have done that after you use it. They just know it's helping them. And he said the two people that didn't ever, one person never used it and the other person wasn't using it correctly. If you get kind of feisty to find some fun things to buy for your body and have some fun, it always feels good when you do that. I like to do it from time to time. It's a nice thing to do for your body. Say, hey there, body, I'm going to give you a little bit of this. Would you like it? Okay, you're going to like it. Brandon Amelani on Shen Blossom has some really cool stuff. He has some lights on there. Man, I've never seen this one. He's very well researched. If you're going to buy something from him, I bet you it's going to work. Some photo light. Really nice products. Goji berries, Shizandra. A handheld chi machine. Wow, never seen that one. A water activator. Turmeric blend. Natural pain and cellular repair formula. And these are really classic formulas, a lot of Chinese medicine. And just click on one and read the ingredients, and it's like, whoa. I love reading the ingredients if somebody knows what they're doing, you know, are really into it. Let me read you the ingredients of the Mend turmeric formula. Ready for this one? Yang Hong Su, which is turmeric root, Gai Chan, ginger root, Mai Yao, myrrh resin, I won't do the Chinese names, frankincense, ho hong cartamus flower, gentianian root, acrianus root, stone fruit, lovage root, angelica tail, nature of jim jim root, cypress root, Xiaoxiongcheng, white peony root, honey fried licorice. He says it's important you stay hydrated while using this product. Please be mindful to drink extra pure water while using Mend. Healthy inflammation response, digestion, heart health, blood sugar, all kinds of good stuff. These Chinese formulas are pretty much tonic formulas, where you could do them pretty much every day, forever. Because they're just herbs, you know, they're just roots, herbs. That's how some of these Chinese dudes and dudesses lived 120, 30, 40 years, so say the legends. Reishi mushroom powder, whoa. Private reserve, I want some of that. Ginseng, adapt, medicinal mushrooms. That's cool. Goji berries. These are all in Shen Blossom. On our website, oneradionetwork.com.
Know the source.
The source.
Oneradionetwork.com.
Shen Blossom. Life is but a dream. Shaboom, shaboom, do, 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 do. Over the years, I used to use stainless steel because that was kind of the surface of choice for cooks, and I had a cooking show pilot that I did, and I always fancied myself as a good cook, and I am a good cook, and we had a bunch of beautiful stainless steel pots, copper pots. Free for this cooking show pilot. Company just sent it to him. I wrote him a letter, like Denise is going to write Jimmy Carter. I just wrote him a letter, and guy called me up and said, what do you need? What do you need? I said, well, we're going to do this pilot, and we'll put your name on the end of the pilot. Pots provided by Allclad. And yeah, if you can send us a few that we could use on the show, that'd be great. He said, sure, I'll send you some. This is about 1980. I just wrote the fellow a letter because I thought they were cool. And, you know, just like Denise and Jimmy Carter, you know, she was talking about, miracles happen. And I own maybe in a month, 3 weeks a month, I got probably 10 boxes. This fellow sent me the whole, I mean, he sent me probably 3,000 to 4,000. I don't know. This stuff's really expensive, very heavy, all clad. Isn't that amazing? Copper. So I gave some away because I couldn't use everything. I mean, they had pots in there I wouldn't even know what to do with. So I gave some away to friends, Christmas presents, and kept a few and gave some away again, I guess, about 8 years later and kept a couple. And then over the years, Hulda Clark, remember her? German gal. She used to talk about stainless steel having some substance in there. I don't even remember. Was it nickel? It was, you know, one of those things. And of course, us being natural health geeks, of course, we said, "Oh, I don't want to do that." But Clark was, you know, she was a very credible gal, and pretty much she said, "No, don't do that. Don't use stainless steel." So I got away from those and got some ceramic. I never got the Cuisinart. Not Cuisinart. What's the real expensive ceramic? Not real expensive, but the top of the line ceramic cookware, La Crusade. Those are the bomb. They're the best. But they're pretty pricey. I mean, they want, I don't know, $200-$300 for a pot or something. It's like, no, I don't think so. So over the years, I found these places online that have ceramic pots. One of the ones I used was Ledgestone, maybe. Was it Ledgestone? Like through Amazon, and real affordable. But, you know, trust me when I tell you, they don't hold up like La Crusade, because I've had a La Crusade years here. No, I don't think I've ever owned them. I'm sorry. I've had people that have showed me pots that they've had for forever, and they don't chip, or if you take good care of them, outside or inside. They're just, well, you know, they're just the bomb, the real deal. Anyway, so I got some of these less expensive ones, and they don't hold up, you know, like I've heard La Crusade does, because they'll start to discolor, and some of the stuff will come off the inside, and they'll chip on the outside if you bang it. And, you know, they, of course, for the money, they just can't make that kind of product, and they're knockoffs anyway. So mine were getting a little bit raggedy, and I got this inspiration because I use glass for all my glassware. I said, man, I just want to get some glass cookware because that's really the best. You talk about the cleanest. But they just don't sell it anymore out in retail. I think they discontinued this Vision cookware, Corning Pyrex, Corning glass, I think maybe 20 years ago. So somehow I searched around and I found a place that took me to I thought it was through eBay, but it's not. But anyway, the name of this company, and it's just a woman who does this, she's in Colorado, and she sells this Vision cookware. I don't know where she got a hold of all this stuff, but she says it's vintage 2000, so she's right. Brand new. Her name is The Thrifty Corgi, C-O-R-G-I. If you're interested in getting some glass cookware, The Thrifty Corgi, and I think it's thethriftycorgi.etsy, E-T-S-Y. But it was really simple to order, about 2 weeks, and it came in yesterday, all really packaged nicely. There's no way that stuff was going to break. And I just got a couple small pots with a pour spout because I'm boiling up the raw milk. So I wanted something with a pour spout. That's pretty cool. And a little skillet. So I think I got 3-5 pieces with the lids for $79 delivered. So I thought that was pretty good. And these things, they're really beautiful. And they're clean. Whew, there's nothing in there. I think it's better than cleaner or safer or more healthier than even ceramic, because it's a much more simple process. I could be wrong. There could be stuff coming out of glass. Who knows? But anyway, and just if you're interested, the Thrifty Corgi, C-O-R-G-I, Vision cookware. Yeah, they used to say, I don't know why they discontinued them. I guess people just weren't buying it. I still have my little cast iron skillet, though. Boy, I like that one. Yeah, man, I could go for some bacon and eggs or something. I haven't eaten bacon forever. Well, what's going on with you? 888-663-6386. Email Patrick at oneradionetwork.com. What do you have for us?